Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is for you, I just know it is. The Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition time for me, Andy Dorf, and Mike Wilson, coming at you in every way, shape, and form, covering you from Major League Baseball to NFL football to NBA hoops, college football, which I'm having a really, really tough time getting into, I'll be honest with you, Mike Wilson, but ton of things to dive into for sure, my friend. Good morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing good, and I couldn't agree more with the whole college football take you had there. It is kind of hard to get into. But, you know, look, on the bright side, at least for me, my Celtics came up with, they finally held on to a lead last night, and they won a game to cut the lead at 2-1 with Miami.
Yeah, and I could make an argument, my friend, that they could be up 3-0 if they could have held on to not one, but two leads in both games one and two. You know, you're up double digits in both those games and somehow you squander them. And quite frankly, they made it a little bit more interesting than it needed to be in game three as well. When you think about it, they were up the whole game, up 20 points. And before you know it, it's a little bit interesting at the end of the basketball game. And then they do pull it out, obviously, 117-106. But ultimately, man, you got to play better. You got to go out there and you got to play 48 minutes. And I think that that's what Miami does. They play 48 minutes, so you got to give them some credit. But Boston really could be playing better basketball, if you ask me. And they could be easily up 3-1 or 2-1 themselves. So, hey, it is what it is. That's kind of the saying of 2020 in general. But I know we're just getting loose. We're getting warmed up. A ton of things to get into. On the other side, we will hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, who deserves to win big this season? My two cents, good drivers. I mean, that's why there's Snapshot from Progressive. Let's go to Rick for some confusing metaphors.
Look, if you put a classically trained cellist in a garage band and you tell him to play Filet Mignon, I guarantee you, the meat on that burrito ain't gonna light the candle.
Thanks for clarifying, Rick.
If you're a good driver, there's no other way to say it. You deserve discounts with Snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
You gotta snag Hefty's Ultra Strong Trash Bag. Always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
It has Arm & Hammer odor control, so your nose and your wallet will be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags. Hefty strong all day long.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hang out with me, Andy Dorf, is Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple of different ways. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. And check us out on Instagram, the real Dorf on Sports there. And, you know, Mike, obviously we'll hook up with John Poulter here in a moment and just talk to him about what's happening in, obviously, hockey and Major League Baseball. But just wanted to get your thoughts. Game one, NHL Stanley Cup Finals, and Dallas really kind of knocks Tampa Bay around quite a bit. Did you happen to catch any of it, Mike?
I did catch a little bit of it yesterday, and you are right. Like Dallas was physical, and it showed. And I mean, you and I both agree. It doesn't matter the sport. Whoever tends to be the aggressor, whoever shows just a more willingness to get to the net, get to the rim, get in the end zone, and just play more physical, usually ends up winning the game, and Dallas showed that last night.
Absolutely. Let's bring in John Poulter, a professor of sports, talk about some NHL hockey, Stanley Cup playoffs. Good morning, John. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Not doing too badly, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. Another day in paradise, as we always like to say here in Phoenix, Arizona. But let's get right into it. Stanley Cup Finals are here, man, and Dallas came out and showed up pretty well. You and I spoke briefly before the game, and we both gave our predictions, and I'm not going to be shy. I did predict that Tampa Bay would come out, but I also predict that they would win in 6 or 7 games. So game one to me a lot of times is a feeling out situation. Are you feeling the same way, or did Dallas kind of surprise you the way that they surprised me with their physicality and just getting on top of this thing right away?
Well, the fact that Dallas won didn't surprise me. And I say that because Tampa Bay, coming off an emotional overtime game just a couple of days before, whereas Dallas had a chance to rest up a little bit, any minor injuries heal a little bit more, any major injuries hopefully get them back on the right road. The scoreline did surprise me a little bit. if you'd have said the score would be 4-1 for either team, I'd have been a little bit surprised. I would have said, you know, 2-1, 3-1, 3-2, something in that range. I was a little surprised that it was 4-1. The last goal was into an empty net, so, you know, maybe that sort of offsets it a little bit. In terms of Dallas playing physical hockey, frankly, that did not surprise me. And the reason it didn't surprise me was that, as I said, Tampa Bay obviously were tired. They had played Thursday night. They'd had several overtime games, a couple of fairly lengthy overtime games, so you knew they were going to be a little bit tired, running a little bit on emotion. And Dallas was bright enough to take advantage of that. I mean, it's not unlike in a game where a defenseman is playing an awful lot of hockey. The tactic is to shoot the puck into the corner that he plays, make him go get it, and tire him out a little bit more. So the physicality didn't surprise me. The dominance of the physicality probably surprised me more than the fact that they were physical. And I think it was just a situation where a team was trying to take advantage of another team. But, you know, what was really puzzling about this was that the shots were almost exclusively in favor of Tampa Bay. I think the final shots on goal were 40-26, and if you told me that the shots on goal were 40-26 and the final score was 4-1, I'd have said to you the team that had the 40 shots was probably the team that had the 4 goals, but turned around quite differently, and a little bit surprising. I guess Dallas now has the jump, and you know, if you look at statistics, I think 1939 was the year that they went to a best-of-7 final. And since that time, I believe 76% of the teams that have won Game 1 have won the Stanley Cup. So would I rather be Dallas or Tampa Bay right now? I guess I'd rather be Dallas, but I still think Tampa Bay is an awfully good hockey team.
That's the voice of John Poulter joining us, a professor of sports, talking NHL hockey. Let me ask you this. Goaltending, we know, is such a huge part of winning championships or, you know, Stanley Cup finals and Tampa Bay has had incredible net play, but it seemed to falter early in the game. Was that nerves? Was that just a lucky shot? I mean, I thought that the shot by the Dallas Stars to open up the scoring was a hell of a shot, top shelf. And I'm just curious, what's your take on the net play, and how do they make that a little bit better? Because Tampa Bay's been unbelievable so far. So I was kind of shocked that, you know, the early goal comes in and, you know, the floodgates kind of opened a little.
Yeah, it was a little puzzling for sure. Vasilevsky's an awfully good goaltender. He's shown that throughout the regular season and through the postseason so far. Frankly, I think that first goal was a shot that 99% of NHL goalies would not get, to your point. Top shelf, great shot. I don't know what the problem is, whether they were just tired. Maybe the defense wasn't as mobile as they have normally been, and that's been a big factor in their play. But you've got to look at it from the other side. Khudobin for Dallas makes 35 saves, 22 of them in the third period. So clearly Tampa started to figure out that they have to shoot the puck more, but they've got to obviously convert a lot of those shots. So I guess that the shot factor and that the score being 4-1 for the team with the least shots sort of makes it look like the goaltending was exceptionally good on one side and exceptionally bad on the other. I'm not convinced that was the case, but certainly it's something Tampa's going to have to address. Do I see them making a change in goal? No, I don't. I think they stick with Vasilevsky. He's the guy that got them there, and you know, there's got to be something said for a goaltender that takes you to the Stanley Cup final. So makes the next game awfully important for Tampa Bay, though, that's for sure.
Yeah, I would agree with that. All right, so let me ask you this. Looking at the overall playoffs, NHL hockey playoffs, have you been satisfied? Again, I think we've talked about this a little bit before, but now we're getting to the end of it. And, you know, when it's all said and done, I think we're going to be sad that it's over because we like watching sports. And I just want to get your take. At the end of the day, are you satisfied with the NHL playoff hockey?
Yes, overall I'm satisfied. It's been tough for me to adjust to playing the game at this time of year, and especially in front of empty fans in one location. I mean, as we've talked many times over the last few months about this pandemic, it's affected sports in such a huge way, just as it's affected everything else in this world. So I didn't really know what to expect. When I first heard about what they were going to do, I was very skeptical that they could pull it off. When it started, I was even more skeptical that they would pull it off because it was going to mean that some teams were going to be away from their homes for 8 to 10 weeks, much different environment than they're used to. How do they adjust to it? Was that going to be a big factor? The fact that we have got this far, and now clearly we're going to finish the season, and we've had no major outbreaks, and only a couple of guys that have decided to opt out once they decided to join the groups, I've been pleasantly surprised. And I'm not a big fan of Gary Bettman, but I've got to say that in this particular situation, I think he did an extremely good job, and I think the NHL in general has done a good job in putting this together.
For a better lack of words, would you say he hit a home run?
Yeah, that might be a bit of a stretch, because I don't think it was a resounding success, but I think in the circumstances it was a very good success, and probably, quite frankly, probably the best we could have hoped for. I don't think we could have expected it to be any different. We don't have any parallel to measure this to. I mean, this is something brand new. It's like starting with a brand new piece of paper, so maybe the fact that there were no mistakes made and they had no model to go on, maybe that does constitute a home run. That's something I'd probably have to think about a little bit.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think at the end of the day, the most important thing, everybody got through this safe and healthy. I think that is a huge, huge deal. I think the bubble situation for the NHL and the NBA seem to have worked extremely well, to be honest. And you know, maybe it was easier decision for both these things to happen since they had both made a lot of their money already before. But they did it right. That's all I can say. I know I hear the music, so we got to take that pause for the cause. We'll come back on the other side, John. We'll switch gears and we'll talk some Major League Baseball. So keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through. Keep it close.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Hanging out with us is John Polter, our professor of sports. Just got done talking NHL hockey playoffs, man. Stanley Cup is here, Dallas Stars and Tampa Bay Lightning. It's good stuff. In case you don't know, it's 1-0 Dallas right now, and I expect a great series there. I really do. Major League Baseball has also provided some people with excitement, entertainment. I am definitely having a hard time watching this, but it's kind of cool to see the Tampa Bay Lightning on top of the world, the Tampa Bay Rays on top of the world. I wonder if there's ever been a time where these two things have happened at the same time, John, to be honest with you. But Tampa Bay Rays continue to play good baseball in the American League East on top of that division. But the Yankees definitely hot on their trail, winning 10 straight games. That's very impressive, obviously. And now they're only 3.5 games back. I think they were maybe 5 or 5.5 back the last time we spoke a week ago. It's interesting. I think that's the most interesting thing about sports in general. But the White Sox, again, they continue to just play really, really well. I mean, it's impressive at this point. Minnesota playing well. So again, just some good stuff. And if I'm not mistaken, they've already clinched a playoff berth. So you have Tampa Bay that's in, you have the White Sox in, you have Minnesota in, and you have the Oakland Athletics in on the American League side. And then the only team in on the National League side so far is the L.A. Dodgers. Is that correct, John?
Yeah, that's best of my understanding the last time I looked, which was yesterday afternoon. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams that have clinched, and they're the 5 that you mentioned. So it's certainly starting to get a little tighter, and we did talk a week ago about the Yankees, and boy, I tell you, they've got their players back and their act together just at the right time, and you know they're 10-0 in the same period of time that a very good team down in Tampa is 7-3. So they've gained 3 games on them in the last 10 days, and that's about how much is left in the season. So we might be in for a really wild finish there.
You know, John, you take a look at some of these standings, and you know I know we've talked about it a few times with the Astros. They're 500, they're 7 games back, and now it looks like their stud Verlander needs Tommy John. Obviously that's not a good thing for the team moving forward, but how do they handle that? What do they do? Do they, you know, bring some minor leaguers up, or what are they going to do with Verlander's loss?
Well, it's an extremely good question. I think we all sort of knew from the circumstances when he was sidelined earlier in the season that he was probably gone for this year. The announcement yesterday by Verlander himself that he was going to undergo Tommy John surgery puts next year in doubt, very obviously. I mean, we know what the recovery time is from Tommy John, and it's not just a few months. So I think from the Astros standpoint, long-term, next year is a bigger concern, but clearly they have an issue short-term. Given all of those factors, I was very surprised that the Astros did not go out and strengthen their starting rotation at the trade deadline at the end of August, and maybe they had opportunities, but the prices that were being asked by the teams that were looking to shed starting pitching were just not something the Astros wanted to meet. I don't know the details on that. Obviously, the Astros front office are the only ones that can answer that question, but it certainly makes for a very interesting postseason. And the big factor this year is that because the postseason is being done on a condensed basis and is being done in one or two ballparks in each league, with the World Series being played in Dallas-Fort Worth, I have to think that because there's no off days and therefore no travel days in those series, this is going to come down to which team has the deepest and best pitching rotation from a starting rotation standpoint, because you can't get by with three, maybe four starters. So I think if that situation exists for Houston, I think it's going to be a big problem, because maybe they had counted on Verlander or expected Verlander, hoped Verlander would come back for something in the postseason. Clearly that's not going to happen now. So I don't think that helps them at all. And, you know, long term, I think it's a bigger issue.
Speaking of long term, John, do you think that they could potentially decide that from what they've learned with this experiment of a 60-game season, a sprint, versus the 162-game season that we're used to, could you see them shortening the season in the future in general, or is this just one of those years that goes by and, you know, we're going to have a World Series, we're going to have a champion, but it's one of those that we put an asterisk by?
Well, I think we put an asterisk by it because everything is different. The game is different. The rules are different. The approach is different. Some of the better players in the league have elected not to play for the right reasons. I think if they want to shorten the season, that may dovetail with how successful the expanded postseason is this year. And if the expanded postseason this year is very successful, you can see there being a push to expand it on a permanent basis. But we all know that if you want to extend the postseason on a permanent basis, you got to take some days off the schedule elsewhere. I mean, what's the, you know, the old saying is, you can't get 10 pounds of mud into a 5-pound bag. You can't get 180 games plus or 200 games plus into a 6-month baseball season. So if they want to add postseason games, they got to take something off their regular season. I'd love to see them take something off their regular season, and to me, the way to do that is just to eliminate interleague play. I mean, in New York and Chicago and San Francisco and Los Angeles, maybe in Texas, maybe in Florida, it works because you have a natural rival. But does anybody really want to go see Detroit and Pittsburgh? Does anybody really want to see Kansas City and Pittsburgh every 2 or 3 years? And I don't say that to demean those teams, but there's no rivalry between Kansas City and Pittsburgh. There's no rivalry between Philadelphia and Kansas City. I don't think we need that, and I'd love to see them just eliminate interleague play, get it back to the way that it was, that interleague adds to the mystique of the World Series. That was always one of the things I looked forward to as a kid, was seeing Johnny Bench face Jim Palmer for the first time in the year, to see Tom Seaver pitch against Reggie Jackson for the first time all year. I love to see things like that, and I think that to me would be the compromise. Whether Major League Baseball and the Players Union want to do it, of course, is another story, but to me that would be the best solution.
You know, John, you take a look at the National League here, and obviously the Dodgers are the class of the National League, but those Padres, you know, they're 7-3 in their last 10. They're only 5 games behind. They're kind of a really good story this year, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And we talked about the trade deadline deals that they made, and I thought that was really going to give them a push. And they had a great opportunity with a 3-game series in San Diego this week against the Dodgers to close that gap. Unfortunately for the Padres, they only won one of those games. They lost 2. So that has contributed to that lead. If they could have swept that series, we might have been looking at an awfully interesting last week of baseball in the National League West.
John, looking at the Central, obviously it's where my heart lies, Mike's heart lies for sure, and you're just pretty objective about this. St. Louis still has some games to make up, but they are catching up quite a bit. So I think they're a couple games behind most teams. But they're 4.5 games out. The Cubs still have control of this division. Cincinnati, 5.5. Brewers, 5.5. Does anybody have a late push in them in this division, or is this Chicago's to lose?
Well, Chicago got out of the gate quickly, and they've managed to hold on to it. Cincinnati's been pushing an awful lot lately. A couple of weeks ago, I thought Cincinnati might be completely out of it. All of a sudden, they're within a game of the Cardinals, and they were back at 500 one day this week. They're a game below now, again, at 26 and 27. But the fact that that division is 4.5 over the Cubs, over the Cardinals by 4.5, and over Cincinnati by 5.5, and over Milwaukee by 5.5, given that the schedules this year are almost entirely inter-division and only with one division in the other league that is played for interleague, it may come down to the inter-games this next 10 days between those teams. And frankly, I haven't looked at the schedule to see who matches up against who, but boy, if we had the Reds, the Cardinals, and the Cubs playing some combination of each other almost consistently over the next 10 days, that could still get very, very interesting. But hey, once again, if I'm one of those three teams right now, I'd rather be the Cubs with the 4.5 game lead with 10 days to play than one of the other teams.
I'm still pulling for the Marlins, Tampa Bay Ray World Series, and you know what? On one end, it looks extremely good because the Rays are on top of their division in the American League East, and that's impressive when you're doing that over the Yankees. And then on the other hand, the Marlins right behind the Braves, man. That this would be a miracle in my mind if it happens, John.
Yeah, it would be, but quite frankly, I just don't see Miami having it in them over the course of the whole season and then a long postseason.
Yeah.
If it did come down to that, I think Tampa Bay would be a very worthy winner.
John, appreciate your time as always. We'll catch up next week.
Yep, my pleasure as always, guys. Stay safe, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey and Major League Baseball. Keep it close, everybody. On the other side, we got to get into some football, talk about those Arizona Cardinals, and a whole bunch more. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's. It's good out here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amounts you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com. Now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, hanging out with you here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Let's talk about the sports world, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports. And if you're checking us out on the Casual Sports Radio Network, appreciate you chiming in, listening to us. Let's hear your thoughts. Let's hear your opinion about those Arizona Cardinals, man. Let's talk some football, Mike Wilson, and week one surprises and things like that. We're always going to have them. And you know what? Now week two is here, and we'll see if the teams that came out and were looking really good, like the Arizona Cardinals, like the Green Bay Packers, if they have that second week hangover, if you will, or if they really come out and they mean business. And we'll keep watching the progression of guys like Kyler Murray and seeing how he and D-Hop work together that first week, man. I'm definitely excited and intrigued to think about what could be the future for the Arizona Cardinals. But a lot of football to be played, man. I don't want to get caught speeding like a lot of people do in Arizona about the Arizona Cardinals. But I'll tell you what, Mike, if they keep playing the way that they did last week, beating a Super Bowl team from a year ago, and we know that they could be having a hangover, but with that being said, the Arizona Cardinals did go out. They took care of business. Kyler Murray looked a little bit better. D-Hop is a dimension that they have not had. They now have that. I'm excited. I'm intrigued. And I can't wait to see what week two brings, my friend.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Kyler Murray's only going to get better as he gets more accustomed to the pace of the NFL, the playbook with the Cardinals, and just everything that goes along with being – a professional quarterback. And Washington's going to have their hands full. I mean, I know, look, Washington is feeling themselves a little bit too. I mean, they beat the Eagles and Carson Wentz last week, so they get a second good quality quarterback this year, or this week, excuse me, with Kyler Murray, and it's going to be a chore for the Washington team. So we'll see how the Cardinals come out. If they come out and just take a drive, take the opening drive down the field and score, and they get on Washington early and make the Washington team have some doubt. That's what the Cardinals need to do, to keep this up. Because look, they're in a division with some pretty good teams in it. I mean, Seattle's no slouch. You know, the Rams are always gonna kind of be there. And the defending conference champs, the Niners are there. And there's a story that we can talk about going into week two, because, you know, you and I talked about on this show and in our local show here in Phoenix that, you know, do the 49ers have a bit of a hangover from losing the Super Bowl after being up three quarters, and they lose their tight end Kittle, who they think is going to come back in week three, but any week without Kittle is not a good week to be a 49er. So there's lots of stories going on today, big guy.
Yeah, but the good news for the 49ers on that respect is they're playing the Jets. The bad news for them,
right,
obviously, is that they have to go cross-country to do it, different time zone and things along those lines. But with that being said, I do expect the 49ers to come out, play a much better football game than they did week one. I think that they were somewhat sleepwalking through that game, and I'm not going to take anything away from the way that the Cardinals played, because the Cardinals went out, they did what they needed to do to win a football game. So kudos to them. But now we'll find out what kind of heart the 49ers truly have after you have that week one letdown. You come back, you have the Jets on your schedule. That's a welcome sight. I don't care who's playing. And that's the other thing. I'm really, really going to be watching their wide receiver play, because I don't know who the hell those guys are. I'm sure a lot of people don't know who the hell those guys are. I don't even know if Jimmy G knows who the hell those guys are right now. So they have a lot of things to work out in San Francisco, if you ask me. Hey, let me ask you a couple of other things. Let's just kind of roll through some of the, in our mind, hot topics of the NFL. Tom Brady obviously struggled week one. I'm not as shocked about this as many people are. I'm not shocked that B.A. went after him a little bit. I am a little shocked that we're making such a big deal out of that. This is a player and a coach relationship. I don't know any player-coach relationship that's always, hey, man, you're the greatest, I love you, and this and that and the other. No, they're going to get into people. What they're trying to do is bring the best out of that person. So with that being said, I definitely expect the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to rebound, to respond, be a very good football team by the end of this whole thing. So let's not get caught speeding about week one, week two, week three, week four. Let's see where they are about week six to week eight, Mike. At least that's where I am with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's going to take time for them to familiarize themselves with each other. Your thoughts?
No, if I can just say ditto, I'll just say ditto to that. I think it's a lot of clickbait that, you and I talk about people have these hot takes. There's no hot take in saying that, you know, a coach is kind of getting after his quarterback a little bit. He was a little disappointed. Look, we're talking about NFL football. We're talking about the best of the best. We're talking about you're judged on wins. And what have you done recently, for themselves. So, it doesn't surprise me at all. I don't think Brady really, you know, some people were saying he was all ticked off and, you know, this kind of upset him a little bit. And, you know, you saw the social media memes with Brady and calling Belichick saying, hey, I made a bad move, that kind of thing. It's one game. It's week one, like you said, and let's see where they are halfway through the year. And if they're still having the same problems, then there's something you can talk about. Absolutely you can talk about that. But after 1 week, and let's not forget they were playing the Saints. The Saints are no slouch. I mean, I picked the Saints to win that game last week. I picked the Saints to win the division. So they were playing a quality opponent. Now, if they can, you know, square things around and get, you know, get better chemistry going, you know, starting this week, then more power to them. But, you know, let's not freak out over a coach going after, and I wouldn't even call it going after. He just basically saying, look, you have to play better, kind of thing. And that's all that was. And, you know, we're not talking about tiddlywinks or checkers. We're talking about NFL football. So this is one of the most manly sports that you can ever play. So, you know, I totally agree with you, Dorf, that, you know, people just need to settle down a little bit and take a breath and realize it's only after 1 week.
So after 1 week, Big Ben looked pretty solid in his victory.
Right.
Have the Broncos come into town. I think that the Broncos are going to really struggle to score points on this Steeler defense that was Super Bowl worthy last year. Obviously, they didn't have the quarterback play because Big Ben was out, but Big Ben is back. Benny Snell, this kid just kind of came out of nowhere to have a 19-carry, 113-yard game because James Conner gets nicked up a little bit. But it's kind of nice when you have those kinds of guys that are just there for you, waiting in the wings to have their opportunity. But with that being said, where are you on Big Ben? How much do you think he plays a factor in them having a chance to do something in the AFC?
Oh, he plays a huge chance. I mean, it's dependent on Big Ben staying healthy in Pittsburgh. If he doesn't stay healthy, I mean, I know they had that defense is Super Bowl worthy, like you said. But if you don't have a quarterback at the pro level, I mean, you and I both know you don't have anything. And we saw when Ben went down last year what they had, and it isn't pretty. It's kind of like smelly garbage behind Big Ben, in my opinion. So if Ben can stay healthy, they can certainly do make some noise in that AFC, especially in their division, you know. And they got to get as many wins as they can before they start, you know, they have to run into Baltimore. I think that's, I mean, they're the class of that division. They're probably sure. Top two team, you know, in the whole conference. So it's incumbent on them to get as many wins as possible before they start running into the likes of Baltimore.
All right, so Rams and Eagles going at it. The Rams obviously win a tough one, week one, and maybe that had more to do with Fat Mike McCarthy and his decision making there with the Dallas Cowboys, but that's beside the point. The Eagles wind up, you know, having a terrible disaster happen to them. They're up 17-0 over Washington. You think you're going to walk through this game for the most part. Carson Wentz, I don't think he's been the same guy. Jared Goff, you know, this is an interesting quarterback, comparison between these two guys. Jared Goff, very high expectations. Same with Carson Wentz after he performed well, MVP type guy. Obviously doesn't play in the Super Bowl. That gets passed along to Nick Foles and he gets it done for them. And I don't think he's found the magic ever since before the injury, to be honest with you. Eagles and Rams, that's a big game. Where are you on Jared Goff? Where are you on Carson Wentz?
You know, that's a good question. And right now, I think the Rams are going to be able to go into Philly and win. I just do. They have a solid defense. And I trust Goff a little bit more right now than I do Wentz. I know Goff had a down year last year, but there are a lot of things going on with the Rams last year that created some distraction. So there's that part of it for Goff from the past year, but I like Sean McVay as a coach. He's young, and I know you and I have had this discussion before. He's young. He's innovative. He likes to try new things, and you and I both like coaches that do that. It's not the old school. We're just going to ground and pound, and we're going to run the clock. And, you know, McVay's not like that. McVay likes to try different things with his offense and with his schemes. And like I said, he has a solid defense behind him. And, you know, anytime you have that, look, you've heard the saying, Dorf, defense travels. And they're going to be able, I think they're going to be able to go into Philly and win. So, I mean, that's just my opinion.
No, I don't disagree with that. Out of the second year quarterbacks, you know, the Kyler Murrays, the Daniel Jones, I got to say, it's hard for me to say this, but it's really the way I feel right now. I actually think Kyler Murray's the best of the bunch. Where are you on the second year quarterbacks, Mike?
Oh yeah, no, Kyler Murray is probably the best of the bunch. Daniel Jones, you know, I don't know with Daniel Jones because one, he's playing in New York, and you and I don't get to see a lot of New York games. First of all, but two, New York is so bad, and Jones just seems like he's running for his life half the time in New York. But Kyler's so athletic. He's so quick. He learns, you know, it appears to me that he picked up the playbook, you know, with the Cardinals early, and he studied it, and he's so comfortable with it right now. He looks in charge of the offense, and, you know, a lot of times when you're looking at a young quarterback, you have to wonder, how comfortable does he look? Does he look comfortable in the pocket? Is he running when he has to, and does he throw it away when he has to? Or, you know, but to me, Kyler Murray is simply the best out of the bunch.
Yeah, and then Cliff Kingsbury, a pretty young, up and coming, innovative guy himself. So, yeah, man, I like I It's hard for me to admit it, man, but I definitely like what the Cardinals did there. Kyler Murray seems to be the best of the bunch, at least at this point in time. All right, we got to take that break. We'll do it. We'll come back and wrap up this hour. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, people. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Let's talk about whatever's on your mind in the sports world. Or, quite frankly, I don't care. We can talk about whatever's on your mind, literally. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on the social media stuff, too. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports. And Mike, I don't know, you don't really play fantasy football, do you, man?
No, I've never been into that. That's just not my thing.
You know, it makes you appreciate the game, if you ask me, in a little different way, because obviously you're putting together players from different teams to combine them to put together what we like to call in other sports a super team, if you will, right? That's what we do in NBA basketball, or not we, but that's what guys are trying to do here and there. And
right.
I don't know. I just think it's fun, man. I think it makes you more aware of certain players than you would be. And I know you're not really into it, but I'm going to tell you what, I really would encourage trying it, checking it out, playing here and there, because it does. It makes you so much more aware of the third wide receiver on teams that you never would have paid attention to.
And look, here's fantasy football to me. Look, it's just not for me. I got my teams that I root for, and you know, if it makes me sound like a, you know, get off my lawn kind of boomer kind of guy, then so be it. But it's just not my thing. Now my son is doing it for the first time this year, and he seems to be okay with it. He seems to be enjoying it. He's doing it with his buddies, but yeah, it's just not something that I partake in.
Well, that's your fault, man, because it's a lot of fun, and there's a lot of people that do it. So, hey, fantasy football's out there. We love it. I got you covered. If you want to talk about that, we can talk about that, too. So, hour one's in the books. Hour two is on the horizon. That means Brett Boone talking some Major League Baseball and a whole heck of a lot more. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump told a North Carolina rally that he intends to nominate a woman to succeed Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died Friday at the age of 87 after a battle with pancreatic cancer.
We said that if for any reason we have a vacancy on the United States Supreme Court, we will fill that vacancy. And by the way, we have plenty of time. There's a lot of time. So we will uphold equal justice under the law for citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed. I will be putting forth a nominee next week. It will be a woman.
Two names have come to the forefront, judges Amy Coney Barrett in Chicago and Barbara Lagoa in Atlanta. Barrett is a conservative pro-life Roman Catholic who clerked for the late Justice Antonin Scalia after she graduated from law school. This is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making $10, $20, even $40,000 a month flipping houses? Then listen to this exciting opportunity. Jeremy Isles and Tony Rosenblum, founders of High Impact Outcomes, are ready to show you how they have helped first-time investors flip hundreds of houses in 39 states for substantial profits. What's their secret, you ask? Just text HURRY to 72000 right now, and they'll send you a free copy of their 40K Formula Flip Kit. See how using their innovative strategies with the right internet search tools can help you create off-market deals that real realtors and other investors don't even know existed. Text HURRY to 72000 now to get your free 40K Formula Flip Kit and get ready to see how fast you can receive your first or next real estate paycheck. Text HURRY to 72000 right now to get your 40K Formula Flip Kit plus free tickets to a live interactive online training class. Text HURRY to 72000. That's text HURRY to 72000 for your free 40K Flip Kit now. They can't wait to see you there. Individual results may vary.
Federal officials intercepted an envelope addressed to the White House that contained the poison ricin, according to law enforcement officials. The letter was intercepted at a government facility that screens mail addressed to the White House and President Donald Trump. A preliminary investigation indicated it tested positive for the poison found naturally in castor beans. Federal investigators are working to determine where the envelope originated and who mailed it. The FBI, the Secret Service, and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service are leading that investigation. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now says close contacts of people with COVID-19 should be tested regardless of whether they have symptoms, reversing their controversial recommendations reportedly over the advice of agency scientists. CDC's testing guidelines now bluntly counsel people who have been within 6 feet of a person with documented infection for at least 15 minutes to get screened immediately. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A Florida teacher is speaking out about some of the things she's seen while teaching virtually, and USA's Kenneth Burns has more.
The message for parents from one Boca Raton Elementary School teacher.
Parents, please make sure that you have on proper clothing when you're walking in front or behind the child's computer. Because we done seen them in their drawers, the bra, and everything else.
That was Edith Pride addressing the school board at a recent meeting. She was expressing concerns about what she has observed of the adults during virtual learning sessions. Pride also had another concern that she raised about parental behavior.
Parents, when you are helping your children at the computer, please do not appear with big joints in your hands and cigarettes. Does joint be big as a cigar? Oh, yes, we just seen it all.
She also asked parents to make sure the kids are also properly dressed and fed before starting classes and, of course, log into class on time. Pride's rant has since gone viral and struck a chord with other teachers, particularly in Palm Beach County. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
All Foot Locker-owned stores in the U.S. will become temporary voter registration sites starting September 22nd. Each of the company's more than 2,000 stores will house a kiosk with special websites where visitors can check their voter status, register to vote, or sign up for election reminders. Foot Locker said its effort will target 18 to 24-year-old African-American customers, of which 4.3 million follow the retailer's Instagram accounts. For USA Radio News...
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and let's absolutely tell you, good evening, people. Welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. A ton to talk about in the sports world, whether it's U.S. Open Golf. Yeah, I'm saying U.S. Open Golf in September. Kind of crazy, yes, but that's the year we live in. It's 2020, man, where anything is possible. NFL football in full throttle, week two upon us. NBA basketball in the bubble, getting a little more serious there. Major League Baseball coming down to the end of things. College football ramping up, and I'm having a trouble watching it ramp up because I don't know who the heck these teams are that they're playing on TV right now, Mike. It's crazy. It's chaos, but that's 2020, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, it is 2020, and that's about all you can say there, but, look, I just found out that Steven Jackson, former Oregon State running back, probably the best running back they've ever had, and L.A. Ram has been nominated for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So if you are an Oregon State alumni like me, it's kind of a proud day.
Absolutely. No, that's good stuff, man. Steven Jack, we remember what he did with the L.A. Rams, man. Pretty good stuff, brother. I love it. So anyways, we've got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll do that. On the other side, Brett Boone talking Major League Baseball. As we know, like I said, sprint, not a marathon this year, and it's coming down to the end. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Here with a word that's just weird. Terry cloth. Who exactly is Terry? And why does he get his own fabric? Did he journey below SPF 50? Fight off some weeds and his daffodils? How about a word for everyone? Flotection. Yeah, I just made it up. But I'm not making up how great it feels when me and Progressive protect your new home. Ever think of that, Terry? No. Terry only thinks of himself.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
You gotta snag Hefty's Ultra Strong Trash Bag. Always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
It has Arm & Hammer odor control, so your nose and your wallet will be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags. Hefty strong all day long.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Three balls, two strikes. The wind, the pitch. And called strike three. This one's over. And once again, Oregon State owns Omaha. And the able arm of Kevin Able leads the way with a title game shutout. 5-0 Beavers. Oregon State, the 2018 baseball national champions.
This is Dorf on Sports.
That was for Mike Wilson, giving him some love with Steven Jackson from the Oregon State Beavers being potentially in the Hall of Fame. So good stuff there from Mike Wilson. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, as always, is Mike Wilson, my tag team partner in crime. We're now going to hook up with Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career, 3-time All-Star, 4-time Gold Glove winner, and a 2-time Silver Slugger Award winner. Brett, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
Morning, guys. What's happening?
You know, another day in paradise for us here in Arizona. It's starting to cool down a little bit. Before we get into baseball and we talk about those New York Yankees and your brother Aaron Boone, how he's got the guys back and now they're winning 10 straight games, we got to ask you, man, we've never done this before. football. Who's your team, man? Who do you follow?
Oh, shoot. I follow nobody.
Nobody? You don't watch football at all?
No.
Come on, man.
No, if I get a bet on the game, I watch. I'm interested in how Brady and Gronkowski, how that lands this year. I follow kind of headlines, stories. Like I'm fascinated that Drew Brees and Brady at their age are continuing to play at that level. So that kind of intrigues me. I always keep my eye on the Seahawks. But I'm a kind of a fair weather football guy. You know, I watch a little bit here and there. Like I said, if I'm in a pool or I got a bet on a game, I'll watch. But I'm more interested in the storylines. And then when it gets to the playoffs, you know, I pay a little more attention. But I'm a pretty fair weather fan.
All right. So you brought up a couple of things that I think are interesting. So Seattle, I'm going to guess you're a fan of them because of your days with the Mariners, right? And it becomes kind of contagious that when you're playing for, you know, a certain team that you kind of follow suit and you like all the other teams that are playing in that town. Is that kind of right? Yes or no?
Yeah. I mean, I'm such a simpleton when it comes to other sports. You know, I we've covered it here before. I'm probably, in my element the most watching the U.S. Open. I love watching golf. You know, I'm probably in the minority of that being my top, and then baseball would be second. But I really love watching golf. The football, like I said, I'm a simpleton because I have simple reasons. Seattle, obviously, the bulk of my time was there. So the Seahawks were there. Add that to, their head coach is the ex-Trojan. So, I've got ties all over. It's like USC,
right.
You know. I went to SC. I'm not a homer. I'm not, live and die USC football, but I pay attention. And when they're doing good, you know, I'll put the fight on sign up there. So I'm a real fair weathered kind of what have you done for me lately. But that's as simple as my allegiance to the Seahawks is. No, my time was in Seattle. That's kind of my city, so I follow them. And couple that with the fact that the head coach is the ex-Trojan head coach, kind of in SC's heyday in the early 2000s. So it's nothing more than that for me.
All right, so you brought up something else that I found intriguing when you talked about Brees and Brady playing late in their career. And we're seeing it more and more these days when you think about it, that guys are able to play later, you know, whether it's tennis with Federer and Nadal and Djokovic, these guys in their 30s now. And I know that doesn't sound old, but when it comes to tennis, that's kind of old there. So when we're talking football, being 40 or 40-plus is ancient. So what do you think is the key to a guy like Tom Brady's success or a Drew Brees' success so late in their career, being 40-plus?
Well, I think it's just human development. I think it's as we go on as a society, I mean, you start to study things. You get data, how to take care of yourself better. I think with the finances in sports at every, you know, the top level of every sports, they're going through the roof. And now, you know, coming up when you're pursuing your career and what you want to do, you look at those numbers at the top and it's going, wow, I would be crazy not to prepare myself as well as I possibly can to be the best player I could be. And I think that's the way people look at it now. Back in the day, it was more partying and, you know, you saw guys on the golf course in the dugout smoking cigarettes, like no big deal. Nowadays though, you know, guys, athletes are prepared. They prepare year round. They have trainers, nutritionists, to let them, they know the financial reward, and it's the longer you can play, the longer you can get a piece of that pie. And I think it's just more of a calculated, strategy on how can I make this. We have a window as athletes. You know, we have a certain amount of time. But I think people are starting to take it real serious and know I'm going to take care of myself, my body, prepare to be the best to get as much of this pie as I can for as long as I can. I think it's for the better. I think you're going to, as a result, I think you're going to see the athletes continue, to just get more physical and just be a better product. I think it's definitely changing sports for the better. You know, we can get into the analytics and all that on how crazy we get and kind of go overboard in certain facets. But I think as a whole, I think it, the end product is going to be a higher level product, and I think that's good for all sports.
That is the voice of Brett Boone. And speaking of end products, that's a pretty good segue that you just helped me with. New York Yankees, winners of 10 straight games right now, right on the heels of the Tampa Bay Rays, 3.5 back of them as we speak at this moment in time. Look, I know that health has a lot to do with this, but these guys are now starting to come together at the right time, and I think – When we talked about this early, it was like, wow, they've got out of the gate so well, and you know, if they can avoid injury, they're going to be great, and this and that and the other. And they went through that spell where they were injured. Now they're back to being healthy, and bam, 10 straight wins for these guys, 3.5 games back. I think we have a hell of a race coming down to the finish here, Brett.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, anytime you just, you know, they were creeping towards 500, and actually, 10 days ago, we're, you know, they were threatening a playoff spot, and all of a sudden they rattled 10 in a row off. I mean, that's kind of what that team can do. You know, we've exhausted the word bludgeon, or maybe I have, but that Yankee team obviously is just so capable. I mean, I think they went 3 games in a row. They hit 6 home runs. To be honest with you, I haven't been watching them that much, but that team is definitely capable of doing what they do right now. I think the hole is that starting rotation. You know, and I still think it's a problem. I think, you know, I'm hearing that Paxton might not be back this year. Tanaka, love him, one of my favorite pitchers, with the technicality he pitches with. And obviously at the top of the rotation with Cole, we know, you know, he's one of the best in the world. I don't know if it's enough, you know, with that Tampa Bay team over there. And I've kind of been diving in a little bit to the other starting rotations in the American League. And I'm really kind of intrigued with that Cleveland starting rotation. You know, those top guys, they're kind of as good as anybody. But I think top to bottom, that Tampa Bay team for me still, as we're in, you know, game 54 or game 55, I still think they're the top team in that league to be reckoned with. But you can't, you know, you can't discount getting hot at the right time, and the Yankees are getting healthy. That lineup, I think, is back to pretty much full force, and obviously they're doing some damage right now, so it's going to be interesting. You know, all I can do is make my predictions, but shoot, we all know I've been wrong a lot of the time, so I'm deep down, you know, I'm kind of have to kind of pull for the Yankees because of my affiliation with them. But at the same time, I've got to break it down as I see it. I still think Tampa Bay's the team to beat over there.
You know, Brett, we talk about all these teams having momentum and coming alive at the right time. But, you know, those Houston Astros, they're right there at 500. They're 7 games back. You know, everybody's giving their best shot, and now they lose Justin Verlander. Verlander coming out and saying he needs surgery, Tommy John surgery. How does that, I mean, obviously it's not a good thing anytime a pitcher has to have Tommy John surgery, but in the short term and long term, what do the Astros do to replace his arm?
Well, I don't know that you can right now. You know, right. I don't think, and I don't really see Houston being a factor this year. I mean, a year ago, they were right there, best team in baseball, but, you know, you get rid of the best pitcher in Cole, and then you lose a Cy Young Award winner in Verlander. That's about as
right.
too big a blows as you could possibly have. And to maintain that and to be a real factor in 2020, I don't think that's realistic. I still think they're a really good team, and they have some things to do this offseason for 2021. As it sits right now, they're getting to the postseason. So, you know, a team with that kind of experience and that track record always have a chance. They're never, you can never eliminate them. But I think if you play the law of averages, Houston doesn't really play this year as far as being a real factor to win a World Series. So I think it's something they address in the offseason.
All right, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll continue talking to Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career. And I have to, since you did mention the U.S. Open, and obviously it's going on right now, we do have to get your take on that because Matthew Wolf playing extremely well. So I do want to get your takes on some golf, and then we'll get back into baseball. Keep it close, everybody. Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and we're hanging out with Brett Boone right now. Keep it close.
is Dorf on Sports.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another one here. And we're hanging out with former Major League Baseball player Brett Boone, second baseman during his career, three-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glove winner, and a two-time Silver Slugger Award winner. And we're lucky enough to talk to him each and every Sunday. So make sure you check us out. And do appreciate you checking us out on KSRN, Casual Sports Radio Network, Heartland News Feed, TuneIn, iHeart, you name it, man. We got you covered in so many different ways and shapes and forms. And speaking of that, Brett, I got to get your take on the U.S. Open Golf. I mean, I'm so used to watching this in July, obviously, and it used to be a nice thing that I would do with my father on Father's Day and things like that. But obviously this year, 2020, anything's possible, anything happens, and it is, and we've got it in September, and I'm not upset about that. I'm excited about it, but this Matthew Wolf kid is playing extremely well, 5 under par going into today, just a couple of guys that are under par behind him. So with that being said, how weird is it seeing the U.S. Open in September, first of all? But with that being said, You talked about golf and you love it. You can break it down a little bit for us. So break down what's going on over this week, this past weekend.
Well, I don't know if I can break it down, but no, I love it, and the course they're playing, I played it quite a bit, Wingfoot, and man, what a great course. It's a cool place. Just that old school, you go into the locker room, you know, the lockers are kind of broken. You gotta, you know, it's just that they haven't changed anything. So it's kind of that back in the day type atmosphere. Just a really cool place. Obviously the course is playing so tough right now with the rough they have grown up there. It's really interesting to see this Wolf guy come out of nowhere. Patrick Reed yesterday is leading the tournament, and all of a sudden he ends the day plus two for the tournament. I don't know what he shot yesterday, but it was pretty bad. I don't know. As far as breaking it down, Wolf, he looks as good as anybody right now, but can he hold on? Has he ever, you know, I don't think he's ever been in this position on the final day going into a U.S. Open, and you got some guys kind of lurking. You know, you got, DeChambeau is right there, and mm-hmm. you know, his game he's kind of reinventing golf with the way he plays. So he's definitely going to be a factor. Oosthuizen's there, and you got, Matsuyama. At even par, he's still five off the pace, but I think anything can happen. I think this course has shown, through the 3 days how tough it's playing. So anything on any given day, at any time, the leader could shoot 79 or 80 and be right. completely out of the tournament. I don't know. I watched Wolf yesterday. He had it pretty locked in and was playing pretty well. I'd feel pretty good about his chances going in today, but it's a U.S. Open. It's a different animal. And, it's going to be fun to watch. I was watching a little bit earlier. The big boys haven't teed off. Big boys, I mean the leaders.
Right.
So, it's going to be an interesting day. That's what I'll be watching today.
You know, Brett, you talk about playing golf and it sounds like you've been playing golf all your life. Who were the golfers that you followed growing up, and who are the golfers that you follow now?
I don't really follow. I kind of follow the whole tour, you know, and
okay.
I don't want to act like I'm this crazy golf fan. No, I just really enjoy, you know, especially a middle, you know, I really enjoy sitting down and watching a PGA event just because
yeah.
it's my first, you know, it's my biggest hobby. It's my funnest thing to do away from the baseball field when I was playing. And I just appreciate, I love going out and playing with these tour guys. I've got the chance to play with a lot of these guys. And it's just fascinating for me to step into the world of another sport at the highest level and watch the best in the world, just how they hit the ball and how cool it is. Cause, you know, we go out there and battle the elements and play in our Wednesday afternoon game and have fun with it. But then to watch the best in the world do it, I've always been intrigued by it. You know, I lived in Florida for a lot of years during my career, and there were a lot of PGA Tour guys that were members at my course, and you know, Tiger and O'Meara and a lot of the guys, you know, a little bit of the older players. Now a lot of those guys are on the senior tour, but just fascinated. I'm just fascinated by the game of golf because I know how hard it is. You know, and for me, obviously, it's just a hobby. These guys do it for a living, so they've hit a few more bucket of balls than me. But I just love it. I just, you know, I always have. It's just, and I've always been chasing that. Go ahead.
I think it's a humbling game. I really do. I mean, it's like, you know, 2 weeks ago I was out there and I was playing like, you know, I play every week, and Mike and I could go out, you know, in a week or so, and I could be a totally different guy. So I think it's the most humbling game out there, if you will. And when you think about what these guys do, and you talked about DeChambeau, I mean, this guy, he just kind of like crushes through the ball, and there's so much power and so much force in these guys' swings today. And let's also call the way it is the technology has helped so much that these guys can just blast the ball. I mean, these guys are hitting like pitching wedge is 170 yards. Like, that's insane to even think about. So, these guys are unreal. What they do better than anybody is the escapability. You know, we talk about that in football, but the escapability of guys that play golf is miraculous. It's remarkable. So, these guys, like you said, they're the best in the world. And I always find it fun and intriguing when you're playing with a professional athlete, like you said, in their domain, if you will. And with golf, they hit the ball a certain way. It just travels different than you and I and Mike. It is a thing of beauty, man. It really, really is a thing of beauty watching a professional golfer go out there and play a special round. With that being said, man, Tiger Woods, I feel bad for the guy at this point. I mean, where are you on him, Brett?
Well, the last thing I do is feel bad for him, Andy.
Okay.
Here's the greatest golfer to ever walk the planet. He's 46 years old. He's had his up and downs in his career. Obviously his share of controversy. It seems like he's coming out of that controversy and getting his life back on the right track. He's 46 years old. How are you gonna compete? You know, and Mickelson's starting to find that out too. These guys are the one and two of our generation, and I think Tiger the greatest of all time. But I don't really, you know, it's like you're 46 years old, and it's going to be tough to compete. I was talking to somebody earlier about that. I think Tiger's got another win in him just because he's Tiger, and if everything goes right for four straight days, he can win again. But you got to realize these 24, 25, 26-year-old guys, they get out of bed, they feel great. Round four, they've got no aches and pains. This is easy for them. When you get older, you've got to prepare just to physically walk 18 holes, let alone compete at the highest level. So the last thing I do is feel bad. I think Tiger has a unique opportunity. He's put the game of golf, but I think he's got a chance going forward. I don't think he's going to be a big senior tour guy that's out there competing every week. I think he's going to make his appearances. I think he's going to be there to tip his hat and be an ambassador for the game and grow the game and be a good influence to young up and coming golfers. He's going to be designing courses, putting his name on courses like a lot of Pete Dye courses nowadays. In the future, it's going to be this, the Tiger Woods course. So I think he's got nothing but positive, if he wants to, going forward in his future. He's already put his staple on the game. I mean, the guy's got 80-something wins. It's absurd. And I think he's going to have a special moment in the future like he did in this recent Masters that he won, where just for 4 days, for some reason, his body became youthful. He was 4 days and win again. But in the meantime, I think we should just appreciate what he's done. And I've really come around on Mickelson. If it weren't for Tiger Woods, we'd be talking a lot more about Phil Mickelson. But those two have been nothing but a great thing for the game of golf.
Hey, great conversation today, Brett. We did a little outside of the box stuff, but you know what? That's showing all of our versatility, man. Appreciate you. We'll catch up next week.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, breaking down golf, breaking down baseball, man. We make everybody do overtime here on the program. So keep it close. We got to get through a lot of NFL, a lot of NBA still to come. 20 minutes or so left in the program. It is the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be back.
The IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at brightsidetaxrelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. brightsidetaxrelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit brightsidetaxrelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to brightsidetaxrelief.com now.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. You can seed now with Scott's Turf Builder and build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
This is Dorf on Sports.
We're talking Byline Sports, where sports happens.
That's right, baby. We're talking sports in general, where things happen. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another one. You can get at us. Only a few minutes left to do that, though. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports. And great conversation with Brett Boone today, man. Like, seriously, it's cool when we can have these guys on and talk about just about anything with them, to be honest. And it, rightfully so. U.S. Open golf happening. We'd be remiss if we didn't talk about that a little bit. A lot of things happening in the sports world in general. Want to talk NBA, want to talk NFL before we get out of here, Mike. So real quickly, we touched on it. Boston Celtics fighting back into the series against Miami. I could make an argument they could be up 3-0, to be honest with you. And I know people will be like, you're crazy, but I just – there's something about Miami that I feel like they're a fraud and somehow they're winning all these games and they look really good, but I'm not buying into it, man. They don't have a dude. I know they got Jimmy Buckets, but they don't have that dude that really, really scares you. And I think sooner or later that's going to come in and bite them in the butt. Maybe Boston figured things out a little bit, getting themselves back in this thing 2-1. I expect it to be 2-2. I expect it to be a long series. I expect Boston to pull it out.
Boy, I hope you're right with that. You know, and I totally agree with you that you can certainly make an argument that they could be up at the very least 2-1. And certainly 3-0 because they've blown big digit leads like we've talked about already. But last night, I think they came out, Boston came out aggressive from the get. They played like a desperate team and they were a desperate team and Kemba played well. Tatum played well. Jaylen Brown, JB, came up huge last night. Steals, dunks. He was making his jumpers. And then let's not forget Gordon Hayward's back. You know, they integrated him back into the lineup and he's not, look, he averaged 18 points, 17 points a game during the season. And when you take out that amount of points, it can be missed. And I think to an extent that the Gordon Hayward injury, was missed and he's back and he played well in his return last night. I think it provided a bit of inspiration for the other players as well. And, you know, Boston came away with a victory. And the key now is just to keep the momentum going into game four. And, you know, from there, then it comes down to like a best of three series, best of five series, and whoever makes the play is going to win. I mean, that's as simple as that.
Yeah, no, I mean, at the end of the day, man, everything you said was very well said. I think Gordon Hayward brings a lot back to this team. Everybody can go kind of back to their roles, and guys don't have to step up and do bigger and better things. It's huge, and you could see the rotation. He just has a kind of a calm and a little bit of a poise about him, and obviously Brad Stevens and him go way back. So I think that this is huge for Boston moving forward. Real quickly, L.A., Denver, Denver struggled, let's be honest. You know, L.A. looked fantastic, and in general, I think this is LeBron's great opportunity to get number four. And you know what? Denver, I do believe, will fight back. Don't get me wrong. I think it's going to be a very good series. But what I saw out of L.A. game one was a really good team effort, and obviously led by LeBron James.
Absolutely. And the other thing, let's face facts here. L.A. was rested. They got to sit around a little bit, nurse some injuries, relax. And LeBron, look, LeBron's 36, 35, whatever he is. He's got a lot of rest between the regular season and then COVID hit and now and the bubble. And so he's a rested LeBron, and, you know, the rest of the league right now is put on notice, because Denver looked a little gassed. I mean, look, they've gone to two straight series with seven series.
Games,
yep. And they looked a little gassed. They looked a little tired, the other night, but I'm like you. I expect the Nuggets to fight back against the Lakers today. But the Lakers, like you said, they just look good. They look like a team, in game one, and, you know, to Laker fans, they want that to keep going today as well.
They look like a championship team. They play the part pretty well. Right. All right, man, we got to rock and roll through our NFL picks. Giants playing the Bears. Bears a 5-point favorite. Had a nice come-from-behind victory against Lions in week one. Giants obviously struggled out of the gates, but I think they're going to struggle all year round. I'm going to go with the Bears today in this one, and it's going to be an ugly football game, Mike.
It's going to be ugly, too. I'm going to pick the Bears as well.
Falcons playing the Cowboys. Look, two teams both 0-1. Falcons, man, I don't know what to say about this team, dude. Seriously, you know, Matty Ice is a very good quarterback, has good wide receivers. I don't know how they fix this, to be honest with you, man, because you kind of been doing the same thing and over, and what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing and expecting a different result. I kind of feel like that's the Atlanta Falcons at this point. Cowboys have Fat Mike McCarthy making decisions for them. It's going to be an up-and-down season, man. I'm sorry. Dak Prescott, not as good as a guy like Aaron Rodgers to bail Mike McCarthy out all the time. But with that being said, I do like the Cowboys getting the victory against Atlanta today.
Yep, I'm just with you as well. They're at home. They're in the creature comforts of home, and I just think Atlanta's too up and down. I think Dallas is going to get the win as well.
Lydown's going to Green Bay. Look, man, after a terrible week one loss like that, you just put yourself right back in the hole that you're very familiar with and used to. The Green Bay Packers look sharp. I expect them to continue to look sharp. I like the Packers to beat the Lions today, man.
Packers all day. They're going to win huge.
Jaguars, Titans. I got to take the Titans, man. Ryan Tannehill, Derrick Henry, that defense, the Jaguars with Gardner Minshew. I don't trust them. I got to take the Titans in this one.
Okay, ditto. I think you and I are just reading off the same script today as far as our picks so far. So, yeah, I'm going to take the Titans.
Well, we could go back and forth on these if you want, and I could do one, you could do one. That way, you're starting one, and we don't have to have the ditto so much. I'll do the next one, and then you announce the Bills and Dolphins, and we'll go vice versa after that. But I got this one: Vikings playing the Colts. Look, the Colts. This is a little bit of a shock, the way that they got out of the gate, struggling against the Jaguars, I think. I think we're surprised about that. Phillip Rivers, we thought that he'd be a steadying force for these guys a little bit. The Vikings struggled as well. These are two teams that need a victory, man. And the Vikings, I'm curious to see how they get wide receiver play, because after Thielen, who the heck do they have? You got to get Dalvin Cook more involved. Phillip Rivers, he's got to manage the game well for the Colts, and he's got some wide receivers there. The running back situation might be dicey for them moving forward, but truth be told, I'm expecting a really, really close game, maybe a field goal. I'll take the Colts winning at home.
You know, for those same reasons, I'm gonna go with the Vikings with this. I think it is gonna be a close game, and these are two closely skilled teams, so I'll go with Minnesota.
All right, do you got the next game or what?
No, you can go. That's fine.
All right, Bills and Dolphins, man. The battle of, in Miami here, where you got Josh Allen going out there. This is a great opportunity for him and the Bills to just continue playing really well in that division with a Dolphin team that's led by Ryan Fitzpatrick, we know. And look, Fitzpatrick has Fitzmagic every now and again, but I like the Bills. I like that defense. I like the progression of Josh Allen. They're taking this victory on the road.
Yeah, you know, Buffalo's hard to vote against here for all those reasons that you gave, but I'm going to go with the upset of the day here. I think Miami's going to rise up and get a little Fitz magic, and Buffalo goes down by like a field goal.
Does anybody say Homer here or what? Holy cow. Come on now, man. That's crazy. But you know what? They got a 50% shot, man. There's two teams. Anything's possible. I just don't see it. I think the Bills are just so disciplined. That's a good football team. It really is. It's not an aberration. 49ers playing the Jets, like you said, without Kittle. That's definitely something that's going to be troublesome for them. However, the Jets really aren't that good. Sam Darnold sees ghosts when he's out there. I got to take Jimmy G and the 49ers to rebound after a week one loss to the Cardinals.
Yeah, Jimmy G and the Niners, they're going to rebound. I think they beat the Jets pretty convincingly today.
One of the better games, not necessarily on paper, but or maybe it is on paper, Rams and Eagles, two teams that, we've expected big things out of them, to be honest with you. Eagles obviously had that Super Bowl win, but Carson Wentz struggled a little bit. Jared Goff, he's been up and down. This is a big game mentally for both these guys. I really believe that. So, with that being said, I'm going to take the Rams on the road. I feel like what the Eagles did week one was extremely disappointing. A 17-point lead to the Washington no-names. That's tough to come back from. I'm going with the Rams.
No, I'm going to go with the Rams too. And, like I talked about earlier in the show with defense travels with the Rams, I think that defense is going to rise up today and get them a game on the road.
Broncos and Steelers, talking about defense, they don't have to travel anywhere because they're playing at home, but that's one hell of a defense, maybe the best in the whole league. Steelers are going to be extremely difficult to put points up against all season long, and with the quarterbacks that they have in Bronco land, Drew Luck, is that who it is, if I'm not mistaken?
Drew Luck.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, they're going to struggle to score points. The Steelers, they're going to get it done with Big Ben. I got the Steelers all day, man.
Oh, yeah, Steelers big today in Pittsburgh, big time.
Panthers playing the Buccaneers. I think this is a rebound game for Tom B.A. and the guys there in Tampa Bay. And does he get Gronk a little bit more involved? He got some good tight ends, got some good wide receivers. What's up with him and Evans? I think everything works itself out during the season. I think the Buccaneers definitely rebound against the Panthers today.
So do I. I think Tampa Tom gets it done for the Bucs today.
Washington coming here to Arizona to play the Cardinals at State Farm Stadium. Got to take the Cardinals. I think that this is a team that is going to shock some people this year. I really do. I don't think they're a Super Bowl worthy by any means, Mike, but I do think they're going to shock people. I like Kyler Murray. I love DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, this guy adds a dimension that we've never had before. Got to like that. Washington, no names. I think they surprised people last week. I think the Cardinals stop them here in Glendale.
Yeah, I just think Kyler Murray's going to have a big day running the ball and throwing the ball all around the field. So Arizona all day.
Chiefs and Chargers. I think the Chiefs are one of those teams, I really believe this, they could go undefeated. I think the Chargers have all kinds of issues and problems. Clyde Edwards, Alir, this guy, he's a hell of a running back. What a steal for the Chiefs. It just keeps, the rich get richer, man, to be honest with you. Chiefs all day.
Oh, Chiefs big time today. I feel kind of bad for the Chargers, even though the Chargers do have, on paper, they do have a good squad, but Kansas City just has too much.
Ravens and Texans, you look at this and you think it's a great game because of the matchup of quarterbacks, but I think Lamar Jackson has more weapons than Deshaun Watson at this point in time. I got to take the Ravens, even though they have to go to the Houston, Texas to take this one. I got the Ravens winning on the road.
Yeah, I think the Ravens actually win it pretty big, kind of pretty convincingly. So Ravens.
All right, Patriots and Steelers. Patriots and Seahawks. That's your Sunday night game. Interesting. Wilson against Cam Newton, Belichick and Carroll. A lot of stuff we could break down here, but at the end of the day, I like the Seahawks. No 12th man or not. This team's a really good team at home. I got the Seahawks beating the Patriots.
I think the Seahawks go all over the Patriots. I think this is kind of a blowout today. So Seahawks.
Yeah, man. I mean, great stuff. We boogied right through that, my friend. The only thing we have left is the Monday night game, and I don't really think this is going to be much of a contest. Saints all day over the Raiders, man. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. They're going to break in that new Raiders stadium, and the Raiders are going to get blown out. So Saints all day.
All right. We got to take a break. We're going to come back and wrap it up like we always do. Parting shot time. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Matthew.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, people, for the final time today. Great show, like always. Had our good buddy Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, join us. John Poulter, our professor of sports, talking hockey and baseball. So, and a really good conversation with Brett today, just about a lot of different things, to be honest with you. So, great stuff from those guys. Good contributions, as always. And obviously, you can check Mike out, Pigskin Opinion. You can check me out, Dorf on Sports. Get at us on social media. It's Dorf on Sports on Facebook. It's The Real Dorf on Sports on Instagram. And as you know, Mike, at this time, before we get the heck out of Dodge and watch football for the day, it's parting shot time, man. You're up.
Well, my parting shot simply just goes out to, you know, people watching the NFL today. Look, we got football back. We got all these sports back. But, look, let's face it. Football rules the roost in this country, and just enjoy week two of the NFL, man.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's pretty well said. It's obviously a tough time that we're all having to get through with COVID-19 and everything going on in the world in general, just a lot of craziness. So this takes us away from that for a little bit of time, and I kind of get where you're going with that, so I'll piggyback that, man. Enjoy sports. Like, these are things that take us away from the daily grind of having to worry about, you know, where your next meal is going to come, your paycheck, things along those lines. And I know that even that sounds a little crazy to have sports be your guide to not having that be something, but truth be told, man, they help. They take that stuff away. So ease the pain, enjoy the day watching sports, and we'll be back at it with you guys next week. Take care. For Scott, for Mike, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next time here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.